If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gune Tofupi on Kaya 959.
She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. Guguletu, Anglo-America has been looking to get away from two particular things. The first is coal and their coal business. Second one, diamonds. Coal, I understand, because obviously everybody's moving towards clean energy. Diamonds have not been worth a lot ever since synthetic diamonds started making their way into the market. So you can make a diamond now in a lab that's pretty much flawless. And that's devalued the diamonds that get mined out of the ground.
100%, Cesar. Well, you're quite right. What we are seeing is that that announcement that was made in November last year, Anglo American was essentially mentioning that they are looking to divest from these particular assets. It seems as though the ball is rolling and they're going full steam ahead. So far, we do understand that they've actually concluded or are beginning to conclude the sale of Peabody. That's a coal operation based down under in Australia. And the consideration is about worth $3.8 billion. So far, it is broken down into an upfront cash payment, another deferred payment, as well as a potential links to a value that will be unlocked later on within the business. And so far, they're also making progress with regard to the demerger from De Beers. De Beers remains the big one, especially for us here on the African continent. As we know, it's been a partnership, a joint venture that they've had essentially with the Botswana government for many years, well over a century in terms of mining diamond mines there. So much so that there's also murmurings that they're likely going to list De Beers independently. Now, it's not quite clear as to how this valuation would work, if it would list on the Johannesburg Stock Exchange, or much like Amplats, the platinum division of Anglo in South Africa, if they would also look to list on the London Stock Exchange. But fundamentally, this again is a way to drive some kind of value for both these operations. What I do think is also quite interesting is that when it comes to the tariffs, of course, much talk and conversation has come about from that. And as you've mentioned with Kaya briefly, there's been a significant level of calamity we've seen on the global markets. But there are certain exemptions with regard to natural resources and commodities that are exempt specifically from South Africa that are able to still be exported to a market like America. Typically, these would be your platinum group metals. So think chrome, platinum, palladium. All of these are essential commodities that are used within the manufacture of vehicles, as well as big industry building and infrastructure. So I guess one up and an update on the Amplats demerger, but also some positive news in terms of certain exemptions that do apply to the tariffs as well as exports of natural commodities.
Yeah. Now, tell me this, Gugu. We've been speaking this hour about how the U.S. is in a meltdown. The dollar's weakening. Why is the rand also weakening against the dollar? What's going on here?
Man, I'm a little worried about this one, right? Because you might recall during February and March, we were so resilient. The rand had fierce, is how some market commentators described it, but not anymore. Now, the rand is falling because of a twofold effect. As you've mentioned, the US dollar is actually seeing a significant decline in its currency and, of course, the performance of its economy, treasury yields and the likes, which means that a lot of investors aren't that confident in the US dollar. That should actually work in our favor as an emerging market currency. Given the fact that the rand is used as a proxy, though, for other emerging markets, we do see that any pressure we feel from a global front does impact us as well. A double whammy to this dynamic is the fact that we have the GNU negotiations. The fact that we've seen delays in our budget, delays in the implementation of our fiscal policy, delays in the implementation of the necessary structural reform, and weakening growth outlooks within South Africa's economy have now compounded the fact that investors are also looking at South Africa and thinking, man, not only are you dealing with the global politics, but you don't even have your own house in order. So what we did see yesterday is a significant shift in the dollar-rand exchange rate. We touched highs of at least 1970 odd at some point to the US dollar. Bear in mind, the last time we reached these levels was back in June 2023. So not even during the pandemic did we actually touch 20 to the US dollar. If we do, the challenge is that whilst we're seeing a lower global oil price, the dollar and exchange rate will just heighten the cost of goods that we bring into the country, specifically from markets like China. For those who happen to export goods, well, a lucky win, because that slight buffer in the currency will increase profits ever so slightly. But it does raise ongoing concerns regarding the lack of confidence we might see in our economy, largely because of a duality of own goals that we're scoring with regard to our GNU, but also having to deal with the calamity of the trade wars that have officially kicked in. So it's not looking good. I think we do need to hold our breath. 20 might be a level that we do see potentially before the end of April. And that's just some of the commentary that's coming from traders within the banks.
Yeah. And so what are the markets looking like?
The markets, well, yesterday, we surprisingly saw some green on the screen. But we have been cautioned not to hurry and think that this is an immediate recovery. There's a term called a dead cat bounce. And think of it that way, exactly that, as a dead cat bounces, it goes back down. So there are concerns that we will see continuing volatility on the markets. The JSE All Share Index will open up from 84,227 points today. We were a lot firmer because of a slight recovery. And I guess after seeing the market sell off, investors just went back in and bought the dips. 1981 is where we're trading to the US dollar currently. 25.39 to the British pound. And against the euro, we are 21 rand 84 cents.
Yeah, it's definitely a bull trap. I can tell you for sure. You'll see when the markets open. You start so calling you, at least until the end of the week. But what can we say? Thank you very much, Google.
Thank you.
She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Business update with Gulet Ufupi on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.